This is Radharastudaniti.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Shri Radhe 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 Vasane Vali Radhe. Shri Radhe 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 Vasane Vali Radhe.
Shri
Radhe 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 Radhe.
Shri Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Go, go. Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai Shri Radhe 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 Radhe
Radhe
Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe Radhe
Radhe
Radhe
Radhe
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Jai Shri Radhe 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 Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitya Hari Bol Sagar Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai. Vrindavan Jai Radhe Ki Jai, Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is verse 29 of Radharasudha Nidhi, and this particular verse describes something of the guna mahima, the glories of Radharani. And this is what the beauty of Radharani's face. The title of this verse is "The Beauty of Radhika's Face During Alap." Alap means conversation. Shri Radhikam Nijavitena Sakala Pantim Shonadara Prasimara Chabi Manjarikam Sindura Sambalita Moktika Pankti Shobham Yo Bhava Yadashana Kundavatim Sadhanya. So Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati Thakur, he is Tungavidya Sakhi and Sakhi Bhav, and sometimes he's in the mood of a Kinkari. So it's possible that he also has another sarup, nitya sarup, as a kinkari or a manjari, a maidservant of the gopis, a maidservant of Radharani. He's talking about, he's giving an idea of meditation, sadhanya. Sadhyan or dhanya means to meditate or being blessed. He's saying that anyone who meditates on the sweet conversation between Sri Radhika and her deceitful lover, Sri Krishna, at which the beauty that gushes from her reddish sprout-like lips and the sindoor, the red color in her part, which is beautified by a row of pearls, and her teeth, which are as white as kunda flowers, he is very fortunate. And this is one translation. When Godbrother translated it like this, he says that Sri Radhika chit-chatting with her own cheating rascal lover, her reddish lips' beautiful aura of twin buds freshly sprouted, her teeth within those lips appearing like a string of pearls smeared with bright red vermilion. Whoever thinks of Radharani's teeth nicely shaped like jasmine petals is definitely glorious. So here, this entire verse, this mahima, is glorifying the beauty of Radharani, especially her teeth and her face, when she's speaking with Krishna. And this is described, there's a conversation, sweet conversation between Krishna and her deceitful lover. Vitena means deceitful lover. As that's explained in the first line, Shri Radhikam, Anija Vitena sa alap pantim. So now this verse, it says, then the second line is Sonadhara Prasimara Chavi Mandarikam. And this line is talking about, says here that when she's speaking, how she's speaking, and the beauty of her hair part. So Srila, in this verse, of course, this is the subject of meditation. He's saying to meditate on this means, first of all, this is very high meditation. One is thinking of the qualities of Radharani's form at a particular time, what beauty she's exhibiting, what extraordinary transcendental beauty Radharani displays when she's speaking with Krishna. And this is, of course, the mind is always active in thinking of something, the faces and forms of different people of this world, parents, wives, husbands, friends, etc. But Prabhupada Saraswati is suggesting that we actually place the the form of the Lord in our mind. Generally, meditation begins with the feet of the Lord. Meditate on the feet of the Lord or the feet of the Lord's devotees. We have the Charna Chinna. We meditate on the marks and symbols on the bottom of Krishna's feet, or Radhika's feet, or Gauranga's feet, or Nityananda's feet. And then, as one gets more, you can say, attachment to the Lord, and starts to read about pastimes, when we read about pastimes or leelas of the Lord, then we see that, of course, Krishna is having his pastimes with his consort in Madhurya Leela, the Gopis. This, of course, this book is about Radharani and the Gopis, Radharas Sudhanidhi. So we'll describe something of the sweet glories of Radharani with Krishna, and how much her beauty and her qualities are simply expressions of her own love. So this is a very interesting point about meditation. And he's recommending this, to think about this, that how the beauty, because our mind is naturally attracted to beautiful things. We want to see beautiful things with our eyes and hear beautiful sounds with our ears. But he's saying that the leelas of the Lord, Krishna's all attractive. Krishna. The leelas are very attractive. And the leelas means the exchanges, the play, the divine exchange between the Lord and his associates. So these particular leelas are the madhura leelas, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach and reveal to the world through his teachings with Ramananda Roy, the glories and greatness of Radharani and the Gopis, Gopi Bhav, Braja Bhav. And the subsequent followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis and others, they wrote so many books describing the most confidential leelas of the Lord. And why does Krishna come and display all these leelas? For us to read, for us to think about it, for us to aspire to serve, for us to fix our minds on such subjects at the suitable time, when one makes advancement in his taste and his attraction in bhakti, then he becomes attracted not to just the concept of God, the concept or the philosophy of God consciousness, or the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, but he becomes attracted to the person, Swayam Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is a person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Purna Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. So he has a natural taste, Trishna, taste for Krishna, for Krishna's name. He finds the chanting of Krishna's name is very attractive and very flavorful and also tasty. And then he's interested in the form of Krishna. Every day we look at the form of Krishna on the altar. And he's dressed so beautifully, and specifically, especially in Vrindavan, there's so many flowers available. It is, and it always has been, the natural opulence of Vrindavan is the beautiful wealth of flowers. Even today, although it's Kali Yuga, it's really running on, but there's so many wonderful flowers in Vrindavan. And even if you have some of the same flowers in Delhi, they don't smell anything like a Vrindavan rose. Because Vrindavan roses are grown along the banks of the Yamuna, and they're drinking the waters of the Yamuna. And some scriptures, they say that Yamuna is the rasa, prakash, Avishaka Saki, Radharani's right-hand woman, right-hand lady. Vishaka is always standing with Radharani. She's born on Radhastami. She's born at noon. She's born short distance from Barsana. Vishaka. There's no branch. There's no difference. The mood, complexion. So she's right there, shoulder to shoulder with Radharani. They're the same age, exactly, to the minute. Generally, we only celebrate Radhastami. We don't celebrate Vishaka Astami. And that's her happiness. She's happy to see Radharani glorified. She takes a quiet position on that day. But Lalita, she has appeared on Saptami, Lalita Saptami, Lalita Sakhi, and she stands near Krishna She's a little contrary, a little bit hot-headed. So Vishakha is expanded as Yamuna, so the roses drink that water of Yamuna, which is the rasa of Vishakha, and it becomes so sweet, so fragrant. We're growing roses in Radhakund and trying our best to make the nicest roses to offer to Radharani and Krishna. But when someone brings a garland from Vrindavan, from the Yamuna, we realize, oh, our Radhakund roses don't compete with your Yamuna roses. Although it's Radhakund, but somehow Radhakund is salty water and Yamuna is not so salty. So this is meditation. He's advising us to meditate on these divine qualities of Radhika. He's saying, if you can meditate, you're most fortunate, bhavayad dhanya, most blessed and glorious. So of course, our Prabodhananda Saraswati, who was directly preached to and converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's one of those fortunate souls. He's able to meditate on such pastimes and see such beautiful expressions of Radharani, her beautiful white kunda flower-like teeth, and how what she looks like at the time of conversing with her lover. And he's seeing it. This is his spurti, his vision of Leela. So he wants to write it down. He doesn't want it to be a fleeting moment of eternal time lost in the ethers of forgetfulness. But he wants to preserve it for antiquity, for the generations of future Radha Krishna Bhaktas. Look at this. This is a subject, Radha Ras Sudanidhi. You see how beautiful. Because what happens is that when it says deceitful lover, that means that Krishna, he was supposed to meet with Radharani. She waited for Krishna in the kunja, and he came at sunrise. And she has been there since 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, and he shows up at sunrise. Obviously, he spent the night elsewhere with someone else. And Radharani is mentioning here, she's extremely in a sulk, or a, you could say, pouting. She's in mon, rather jealous, and she's a little bit angry. So then at that time, Krishna speaks so many gentle words of apologetic words and so many excuses. Oh, I lost my way. It was raining heavily. The footpath was full of mud. I kept slipping and sliding. And so many cobras kept scaring me away. And and this way, but then Radharani, that's why he says deceitful lover. Deceitful means he's deceitful. He's kapat. He's cheating. He's a cheater. But he's speaking in such a way, such a flattering way, such a romantic way to try to appease and satisfy and cool down Radharani, that she smiles gently. And as described, you can see a nectar devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami describes all the different types of smiling. Smita, then Hasita, and Ati Hasita, and Prahasita, where you smile with your lips pursed but showing no teeth, and then smile showing a little teeth and a lot of teeth or whatever, full mouth smile, different degrees and intensities of smiling. I think there's 4 or 5 different levels of smiling in love. And they're described there. And they're not only described there in theory or in technical terms with Sanskrit words, but they're displayed and depicted in Leela, theoretical exam and practical exam, theory and practice. We see these qualities and these attributes of rasa, hasiras, and its different manifestations and expressions in these pastimes, such as this. So Radharani's, in other words, because she's slowly smiling, and this kinkari, this manjari kinkari, Prabodhananda Saraswati is there. It's eyewitness news. He's seeing this Leela in his siddha deha, in his transcendental form. He's having this vision. He's saying, oh, it's so beautiful what I'm seeing. I want you to somehow enter into this vision and see, put your mind here. Even if you only get an approximate idea, or if you even try to think, that will sanctify the subtle body, that will purify the subtle body and sprinkle some few drops of ras, rasa dawa. Dawa means medicine. Because this is Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. Nidhi means Sindhu, Sagar, you know, Sagar, ocean. So invariably, if you sit on the banks of an ocean, and you're 1 mile from the ocean, where's the ocean? Oh, it's 1 mile. There's not much chance you'll get any water sprinkled on you, unless there's huge tidal waves or floods. Then you go down a little closer. Now when you go and you sit there, just 5 feet from where the water is, and maybe some wind will blow, some wave will crest up, then the wind will be blowing onshore. There's offshore winds and onshore winds, and then some drops will come, oh, and some little drops will fall on your forehead. Have you ever had the experience? Sprinkled with drops of ocean water. And you can imagine that this will be very refreshing, and you'll have some contact with that wetness, with that water of the ocean. Not immersion, not swimming in the ocean, not submerged in the waters or wet, but some sprinkles, depending on the degree of closeness or proximity to the ocean. So the same thing with Rasa Shastra, especially this ocean. This is Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. This is the ocean of Sudha. Sudha Ras. Nectar Ras. It's an ocean of nectar ras. This Sudha means nectar. So, okay, let me try. I read this book. I see, okay, there's this conversation. It's going on in this kunja. And it's in Vrindavan somewhere. And just thinking in that like this, in some distant way, something will come. There's once a story of a devotee. He was very sick. And everything he ate, if he even drank water, he would throw up. Very sick. And sometimes they would make him some very watery and liquid mung dal. You know mung dal? Hara mung dal? Sabat mung dal. Lots of pani, jara pani. And he would take little sip. Oh, his digestion power was zero. Zed, as you say. He could not digest even water. And it was debilitating and getting weaker and thinner day by day. So then his friend said, listen, my friend, I know one Vaidya. He's at some distance from here. Why don't you go come with me? I'll take you to this doctor. So then he says, all right. So he goes to meet the doctor, and the doctor analyzed, diagnosed him, nadi pariksha and everything, checked his pulse, nadi pariksha. Examined his pulse, and then he said, actually, I will give one medicine. I have one medicine for this disease of severe indigestion, lack of appetite. I'm going to give you a medicine mixed with ghee. Lots of ghee with some little medicine, herbs mixed in. And the friend said, because the sick person is too weak to talk, he couldn't even talk, he had no power to even speak. You know, when you're really sick and famished, you can hardly speak. It often happens. We lose our speaking power because we're so weak. If you meet old people, and people are very old, they can't speak. No, Jorsey. Well, when they're sick or old, they don't have that utsva, that power, because they're old. Or let's say older, like me, old. So the friend, he said, my dear Vaidya, Dr. Saab, this friend of mine is about to die. He can't even digest water. And you're giving a medicine which is primarily ghee, which is not very easy to digest. I think you know that. So he said, no, no, I know that. I know that he will eat this, but he'll take this medicine and it will all come out the backside. He'll put the medicine in the front door and it will come out the back door. You understand my language? So I'm going to stay. This is front door, no? And you can figure the back door, no? He will eat this medicine and he will pass most of it out the back. Out the back. In other words, like diarrhea. Understand? I know that. But as this medicine, ghee base, is called grita anupam, the medium or the vehicle for carrying this medicine into the tissues is ghee. Sometimes you use milk or misri or honey, shahad, but this is ghee. This medicine, this ghee will carry, some of this medicine will get carried into his duodenum and his small intestine, large intestine, and that will stick there. A little bit will stick and 99% will come out. Out. But that little bit of ghee with that dawa, this special medicine I've made to cure this severe indigestion and debilitation, degeneration of this chap, that little bit will stick and that will begin to cure him. Just have faith in what I'm saying. It didn't make sense. The guy's dying of indigestion. Here he drinks some ghee. Huh? That will kill me. No, it will cure you. So he faithfully took that medicine and gradually it all came, 99.9% came out, and then 90% came out, then 80%, 20%. And as he day by day took the medicine, he started becoming healthy and getting his appetite back and his digestion. So this acharyas use this analogy that these high topics, or what we may think are high topics, this rasa shastra, it is the medicine for this severe indigestion that we have. We have lack of appetite for Krishna. We have no Trishna for Krishna. No thirst. Trishna means thirst. We have no thirst for Krishna. We're debilitated. We're degenerating or degenerated or whatever. And we're withering away. Fading away, withering away. This is the idea. So little sprinkle, sit. This is ocean, Radharas Sudaniti. We sit by the ocean. Okay, I don't have the adhikar. I cannot have a spurti or inner vision of Leela Pravesh or Leela Spurti. I am not a Bhava Bhakta. I am not a Premi Bhakta. But Premi Bhaktas just come out of the womb. They just fall out trees. Oh, there's a tree over there, Premi Bhakta tree. And these Premi Bhaktis, they drop off every once in a while a tree and they run around and distribute Prem. And that's a Bhava Bhakta tree. That's not the way it works. And every tree starts with a seed. Bhakti Lata Beej. Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. Tree produces fruits. Tree starts with seed. So the Bhava Bhakta, he began as a seed. The Premi Bhakta began as a seed. So this is a seed-like meditation. We're taking the medicine slowly, small sprinkles of this ocean of ras. And it's having its effect. This is the basic principle. So here, this phrase says, this Nijavitena Alap, this is in the first line. Conversation with her deceitful lover Shyam. There's some description here. And this is a very nice analogy. It's saying here that Radharani, why does Radharani show anger? Usually in this world, if we're angry, if lovers are angry with each other, someone's angry with someone, It's because they're unhappy with that person. And they're showing their anger to rather, it's a form of expressing their revenge towards that person, or their dislike or the rejection of that person. I don't like you, or this is expressing. But in this man is a type of love. Anger is love. And the spiritual dimension and the exchanges of Radha and Krishna, where this man, manini radha ki jai, where this man or this love sulk, Yashoda doesn't show man towards Krishna. The coward boys don't show man, in some ways, to some extent, but not like really man. But Radharani, she especially shows man. So one might think, oh, this seems to be a type of jealousy or a type of anger, contrary mood, she's sulking, she's pouting. Why? The acharyas say that she shows her anger only to please Krishna. This is the sum and substance of devotion. The sum and substance of prema is the pleasure of Krishna. Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Anukulyena. Anukulya. Anukulya means favorability, pleasure, happiness, satisfaction. Your happiness is my happiness. Your satisfaction is my satisfaction. Your fulfillment is my fulfillment. Even if you find happiness by making me distressed or unhappy, let it be. Fine, I'm ready. Use me, abuse me. If it suits your purposes, I am yours. I am yours, I am yours. This is the real meaning of love and prema, which is only found in the spiritual dimension. And the dealings of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. One definition they've given of prema, we say, oh, Krishna prema. Krishna prema means even if the lover acts in such a way that he should be rejected or should be renounced and does the most abominable or terrible thing to me, no matter what he does to me, I will never stop loving him. There will never be a breaking point. Okay, that's it. I've tolerated enough. I want divorce. I'm out of here. I'm filing for divorce or separation or annulment or whatever they call it, all these varieties of terms. This is real. This is prema. Whatever. It's not like we might say, oh, I have something like that type of prema. It doesn't matter what my husband does to me, I'll still love him and serve him. That may be some you may continue to act like that out of a sense of duty or morality or adherence to tradition or scripture or ethics. But prema is something different. Even if there's strong causes to reject the lover, the beloved will never reject the lover. And go on loving full-heartedly, because someone may be, the lover may act in such a way where he's fit to be rejected and fit to be ignored. And you may, okay, I'll tolerate it. I'll carry on somehow or other half-heartedly. I will half-heartedly carry on and serve my husband, although he's unfaithful and he's being so mean to me and just neglecting me. But anyway, somehow, that's different than prema. They're much different. So prema is defined, even if there's strong causes for breaking the relationship, irrefutable case, solid case to break the relationship, still, I will go on loving him full-heartedly, 100%, as before, no break. Inconceivable. Because we operate out of the consciousness of friends and enemies. Hey, you did this to me? Hey, watch what I do to you. We have this expression, oh, you did this to me? I'll do double back. You gave me a hard time like 10 times, I'll give you a hard time back 20 times. I'll even a score and more. Even a score and more. No, this is not prema. So that this is described when during alap. Alap means conversation. Radharani speaking flattering words to Krishna. So this doesn't make sense. Krishna has cheated Radharani. She's faithfully waited for him. And now he's come, and now Radharani's speaking flattering words. So now someone might ask, well, what a lover would want to flatter her lover if she knows he's a deceitful womanizer, Vitena. And the Acharyas say that these dealings between lovers have, that are having extramarital affairs, because Radha and Krishna, of course, aren't married, they actually increase the bliss of the relationship. And then, so then that conversation, that's explained here. Next page. And then next question asks, why does Krishna act deceitfully towards Radharani and appear to cheat Radharani? And disappoint her? What is the answer? It seems like he stood Radharani up and he cheated her. You know, he's supposed to meet Radharani and he didn't come. So why? This is perplexing. The answer is that if Krishna is not so deceitful, then the Braja Gopis, especially Radhika, they would never display such rasa-filled emotions as man. There's different types of bhavas. There's 8 bhavas. This is explained in Natya Shastra and Rasa Shastras, which is also in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but in a pure expression of spiritual emotions. Kalahantarita, Kalahantarita Bhav, and Kandita Bhav. Sometimes in drama, you'll see these bhavas. These are the 8 bhavas of a heroine or nayaka. Now, Chandidas, of course, is a famous medieval Bengali poet. He portrays Radharani's quality of Nijavitena Alap, speaking flattering words with her deceitful lover. So let's see how Chandidas describes this description. So he gives a nice explanation. Bandhu ki yara boliva ami, jivane marane janame janame, prananatha hoye tumi. Oh, Bandhu. This is Radharani speaking to Krishna after she's waited all night to meet him. He comes at sunrise, and now he's obviously a cheater. Deceitful means he's a kapat, he's a cheater. And she says, oh, friend, what more shall I say? In life or in death, birth after birth, you are the Lord of my heart, Prananatha. Tomara charane amara parane bandilo primera fansi sab samapya ekamana hoya nishchaya hoyalam dhasi. You have bound my heart to your lotus feet with the network of love. I have completely surrendered myself to your service, and I am determined to be your dasi, your maidservant. Mbhavi yachilam e tina buvhane aramora keho ache radaboli keha sudaite nai duraba kahara kache. I thought to myself, who else do I have in the 3 worlds? Nobody is asking about Radha. With whom shall I stay? Ekule ekule dukule gokule apana bolibe kai sitala bolia sharana loyanu oduti kamala pai. Of course, this is Bengali poetry. Chandidas. And Radharani is going on. I will say that kule kule dukule gokul. I belong to this family, my own family, or that family of my in-laws, or to both these families in Gokul. But Sitala Bolia Sharana Loyanu Oduti Kamala Pai. But I know that your feet, oh my Lord, oh Krishna, I know that your feet are Sitala, very cool and refreshing. So I will take shelter there. Nate Laho Chale Abalan Akale Jehoya Uchita Tora Mbhavaya Dekino Prananatha Vine. Ngatina Gatija Nahiko Mor. Don't kick me or trick me, Sham. I am a naive and weak girl. After due deliberation, I have seen that I have no other shelter than the Lord of my life. Ankira nimishe jari nahi deki tabe se parane mari chandidasa kohe parasana ratana galaya gantiya pori. If my eyes don't see you for even half a moment, then I will die. Chandidas says, I am wearing a touchstone that I bound around my neck. So this is this very beautiful explanation of Radharani speaking to her deceitful lover. And it's the purpose of this whole and how, in other words, this is Man Leela. Radharani's in Man and Krishna's come. And then Radharani, she starts flattering him in reverse. And he's thinking, I should be saying all these things to you. You've taken all my lines. You caught me off guard. You're flattering me. And this just to increase the relish of the man, the whole leela. Here's the example. If Krishna was always on time to meet Radharani, and he didn't have and there was no Chandravali and there were no other competitors or Vipaksha Sakis or rivals, as we say, and then it'd be a little stale, a little dry. Just, okay, you're there. But, oh, where is he? There's so much utkantita bhav, so much eagerness and yearning. Oh, he's supposed to come. It's 8 o'clock. Oh, where is he? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Hearing the leaves rustle. If Krishna doesn't cheat Radharani, then she can't display man. And this Radharani is glorified so many poems, Manini Radha. There's whole temples. There's whole temples where they've been worshipping for 5,000 years Radharani's man. Just like we worship. I was walking on Parikrama Radhakund this morning, and a bunch of ladies in front of me, and they're all just singing a cappella with no instruments, just some older ladies from Rajasthan. And they're singing all about this little boy that steals butter. I say, Makana Chor. They say, oh, they're singing, oh, something, oh, Makana Chor, please come, Chor, please come and steal my heart. You stole the gopis yogurt. I don't have yogurt, but I do have a heart, so please come steal my heart. I don't have yogurt, but give me a start. Come and steal my heart. Something like this. And I thought, this is wonderful. Here it is, 5,000 years later, and there's a group of pious religious ladies from Rajasthan doing Giriraj Parikrama, now going around Radhakund, and they're glorifying the thief god, Chor Bhagavan Ki. And so, this is one of his most famous Balya Leelas. This is Balya Leela in Gokul from the age of 1 to 3, 3 to 1, 2, 3, 4, like this. And then he went on to Chatikar, Vrindavan, and on to Nandagam for his Sakhi Ras and Madhuri Ras. So this is painted and described and sung about. In the same way, in the level of Madhuri, which is a little more esoteric, a little more not so exposed, not so understood or perceived, as much as Makanchor, Krishna is famous for being Makanchor, Radharani is famous for being Manini Radha Ki Jai. So there's so many verses and so many descriptions of Man Leela. And as I mentioned, there's an entire mountain dedicated to Radharani's Man Leela. An entire mountain. Can you imagine dedicating a mountain to a Leela? To a pastime? That's really a monument. Like someone does something, so they make a little brass horse and they put up this guy in a top and say, you know, boast or something like that, freedom fighter. And they just put a little bronze horse somewhere with a guy sitting on it and some freedom fighter. But that whole mountain, whole mountain dedicated as a memorial to Radharani's Man Leela. Where is that mountain? Varsane Wali Radhe Shri Radhe 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 Varsane Wali Radhe Shri Radhe Radhe. So that's Mangar, Manini Radha Ki. There's a whole mountain called Mangar. It means mountain. One faith. Brahma has dedicated one face. Brahma only has four heads. Brahma has dedicated one of his heads to Radharani's Man Leela. Now that means Brahma's really absorbed in meditating on Man Leela. Can you imagine? How important, how significant it is that Brahma's dedicated an entire head. He's put his head right into it. His head became Mahangar. Another head became Vilasgar. Another head became Dangar. And another head became the Mandir, the Mukhya Mandir, Radharani's Bhavan, Barsana. So this is such an important leela. So it's all about Krishna's happiness, Anukuliya, Krishna Anukuliya, his pleasure, his happiness. So we want to be part of that happiness. We want to be part of that pleasure. And we want to be part of those leelas as a dasi, as Radharani is saying, a dasi. You're my Prananath. To me, Prananath, Ami Dasi. You are my Lord, and my very pran and life, and I am your Dasi. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalior, Dasi, Dasi, Anodasi. Gopinath is served by Dasis, isn't it? No designation, no upadis. So this is a very sweet leela. Radharani's, we can read this book, it's in Hindi also, I think so. Her lips are reddish like cherries. It's called bimba fruit, which looks like something like cherries. Dark, the Indian, kind of the dark reddish cherries. Natural, without lipstick. The richness of her heart is expressed in her lips. Someone is very in art and medicine or in biology, whatever. If someone is very raja, has a lot of raja in their body, then their blood is really moving. So their fingertips, their fingernails are very red, their lips are very red naturally, because there's a lot of passion, a lot of blood moving around very fast. But Radharani's lips are so naturally beautiful. So these beautiful bimba red cherry lips, and they opens up and beautiful teeth, delicately, perfectly shaped. She never went to an orthodontist. She never went to a dentist. She never wore braces. And then the beautiful vermilion stripe on her hair, because she's married to Abhimanyu, but she's not with him right now. She's with Krishna, the Lampat. Of course, these are very high topics. Well, just hearing, this is ghee. Everyone has diarrhea, I know. But I'm giving a very nice medicine for diarrhea. It's not Isav Gold. It's not dried bale fruit. It's not chiopectin, or whatever. What is it? Chiopectin, or milk of magnesia, or flat rice and yogurt and green bananas, if you're Bengali. Flat rice, what do you call it? Chira? Flat rice, green bananas, and yogurt. And what's that powder? That's by, not jira, the other one. Dunya. Dunya powder and black salt and lemon juice. I'm not giving this medicine. I'm giving Radha Ras Sudhanidhi. This is ghee. I'm giving ghee to all you diarrhea patients. Mixed with Radha Ras. This is the dawa. Ghee mixed with Radha Ras. So I'm praying to Saraswati Pad and to Srila Prabhupada that some of this ghee will stick. And you'll get some benefit. I have no adhikar myself to talk about these things, but I'm trying to present it in somewhat of an understandable and palatable way, so you can digest it and become healthy. Bhakti, it means bhakti ras. Well, where does the ras come from? Rasaraj Sri Krishna Ki. It comes from the Rasika Vaishnavas and the Rasa Shastra and the Rasa Katha. If there is no Rasik Vaishnav and there is no Rasa Shastra and there is no Rasa Katha, then where will Ras come from? There's ocean of Ras. Maybe you can say the author is presumptuous. Aren't you rather presumptuous saying that your book is an ocean of nectar? How is he presumptuous? Means a little proud. I write a book. Oh, what should I call this book? Oh, this is a book of nectar. This is a book of pure shuddha. This is ras. This is nectar. This is an ocean. That is a very proud idea. Radha Ras Sudanidhi. He didn't give the title. He didn't write the book. Radharani wrote the book. Radharani gave the title. He's a maidservant. He's a mantri. Tungavidya Sakhi. He's also a mantri. Kinkari Rup. Some verses he's praying in this mood as a mantri. He says, I have to do this. I have to glorify my Swamini Radha. Everyone should know her mahima, her glorious qualities. This is the great treasure and wealth that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute to the world. Radha Dasyam, the service of Radharani. How can you serve someone you don't know? How can you serve someone you don't love? So we must learn about Radharani and learn to love Radharani. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for sacrificing your time, and I hope that you will get some benefit from by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur and by Prabhudananda Saraswati. Tomorrow we'll discuss about verse 30, I think so. What Radharani and Nanda Bhavan. How does Radharani appear when she goes to Krishna's house in the morning and cooks his breakfast? What qualities does she exhibit? What speciality, what guna vishesh, what delicious expressions does she convey there in Nanda Bhavan, Nandagaon?